Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's been another controversial week in the political world. Today, former Vice President Joe Biden makes his first public appearance since facing accusations of making unwanted physical contact with women. There are now 7 women accusing him. To discuss this and other political news, we spoke with our political analyst, Wilnelia Rivera, chief strategist for Ayanna Pressley's 2018 congressional campaign, and Jennifer Nassour, former head of the Massachusetts Republican Party, current CEO of Reflect U.S., a nonpartisan coalition supporting female candidates. Nassour says Biden's behavior should come as no surprise.
I don't think that he actually intended what he did to be something more than what it was, which was just expressing himself. Now, this was also a time gone by. I don't think it's appropriate behavior at all, and I'm not condoning it at all.
But politically, is this a problem for him?
Well, I think today in 2019, it's definitely a problem for him. And I think if he can correct his behavior and he comes out, and that's what he did in his Twitter video, you address it and you move on from it.
Well, Nelia.
You know, my political take is a little bit different in that, to me, this is just another point of evidence that the ship has sailed for Biden. You know, beyond the inappropriate behavior and how that has changed over time in terms of what's acceptable or not in the workplace, I think there's also other issues that don't stand the political times, whether that was his role in the Anita Hill hearings, his role in major criminal justice reforms in the 80s. You know, it's a lot of different things that really are divisive across the base of the Democratic voters. Although I appreciate his apology video, it's a little bit on the side of ridiculous at this point, when we should be talking to the country about what kind of party we want to be and what kind of direction we want to be moving in. I just think that this is just a distraction.
Well, let me ask about the timing of this. Why do you think this is blowing up now, Wilnelia?
When you look at the conversations that are happening across the mainstream media from the perspective of polls, what's clear is that there is still, you know, a slice of the electorate and those within the party that do want to see Biden actually come out. But obviously, we're seeing a very competitive primary with several viable candidates, whether it's Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders. I'm not going to go through all the names because we don't have that much time. but I do think that the timing of it makes a lot of sense, right? You know, we just ended quarter one of fundraising efforts, and will he actually make a decision or not? I think there's some pressure that he make a decision one way or another.
Yeah, I definitely think it's politically motivated. A lot of these women are with other candidates, and they would like to see their candidate advance.
Let me ask you this question, just yes or no, will Biden still run for president? Wilnelia?
No, my answer on that is no.
Jennifer?
You know what? I'm going to be different than you this time. We've been
okay.
Agreeing too much. I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes, he's going for it.
All right. The Mueller report. It's been reported, as we know, that members of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team are grumbling about Attorney General William Barr's characterizations of Mueller's findings to the public, that the report is potentially more damaging to the president than Barr claimed in his letter to Congress. Last week, the Mueller report looked like a political win for the president, but this thing feels like it's far from over. How should Trump play this, Jennifer?
I love that question, Bob. How should he play it is a lot different than how he will play it. I mean, he came right out saying that, you know, he was completely absolved and there was nothing there and nothing to look at, folks, so go home. I mean, from day one, I thought Barr was going to give his own version of what the Mueller report was. What Trump should do, he should say, yes, let's put the entire report out. Let Congress see it. Let them go through it and let them come up with their own cliff notes on the report.
So he's going to continue to say full and complete exoneration.
100%.
Well, Nelia, might Democrats be in danger of overplaying this?
I don't think so. You know, I think that that is the concern for some, but I do think that, you know, beyond just the impact that this could have on the presidential election, you know, with the election 16 months away, we have to make a case to try to get Trump to some transparency out of what is in that report.
I think I view it a little bit differently because if, you know, the Democrats have an amazing opportunity right now being in control of the House. And I think what the American people are looking for right now is to see if the Democrats can legislate better than the Republicans that they tossed out. And I think if they get stuck going down a rabbit hole of the Mueller report, and they are not legislating, they're not coming up with policy, they're not fixing immigration, they're not doing anything on climate change, then I think what you're going to see is that the electorate is going to flip on them in 2020.
What I would say is that, you know, Democrats in Congress are not just putting all their eggs in this particular basket. There are some efforts around moving forward with legislation and getting things adopted in the House and getting stuck in the Senate.
Trump went out and he said when he was campaigning he was going to build a wall, so he can't get off of the wall because that was his campaign promise. Same thing with the Democrats. If we're in office, we're going to ask for his tax returns and we're going to, you know, get that report and we're going to hold his feet to the fire and potentially impeach him and whatever else. However, you run the risk that the exact opposite happens, right? And Trump becomes the victim. And I think what the Democratic Party needs to do is they need to find the Trump voters that are the light Trump voters that went over to Trump because they didn't like Clinton. They need to find a way to get them back. I don't think this is the way to get them back.
What I would say is that I think for Democrats, we're hedging our bets at looking at voters that have not been talked to or voters that need to be reengaged. And if that means that some of these Trump voters don't come our way, I think there's other votes within other parts of the country that we can look for. Obviously, that's a different answer and a different recipe depending on what part of the country you're in. But I think that for Democrats to use as a strategy to try to tie ourselves to Trump voters, I think it's not a recipe to move us forward.
Well, Nelia Rivera, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Jennifer Nassour, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Jennifer Nassour is former head of the Massachusetts Republican Party and CEO of the nonpartisan coalition supporting female candidates, Reflect U.S., while Nelia Rivera was chief strategist for Ayanna Pressley's 2018 congressional campaign.